Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love serving the mighty God, our God. He loves us. I love God so much because He loves us all so much. He cares about us all. And He wants us to go forward in Him. People are so valuable to God. We're made in His image. And it's amazing the things that people can do. You know, I love a good movie, which comes from a good novel. Somebody came up with this, and it's very captivating. You want to know what's going to happen. People made that. I like to eat good food. People figured out a way to put all that together. You know, when you think about, you go to a restaurant, you see all the women in the back cooking, you know you finna get fed well. When they have a church dinner, you know, people cook and bring a dish, you know it's gonna be good. I grew up going to church, and they would invite daddy to, you know, the family to the house for dinner sometimes. And man, they could really cook, and it was good. Restaurant quality. People can do amazing things. Sometimes you have to expose yourself to what God is really doing in the lives of others. And I love ministry. I love to minister. I love to teach. I love to hear from God and teach His word. And I let myself get so busy in what I'm doing that I didn't consider, you know, for a while I didn't really listen to other ministers as much. I might watch TBN or something, and I may watch others on TV or people I knew, listen to their tapes or CDs or whatever. But I said, Lord, I want to hear other people too. But He gave me this. When He woke in 2017, He said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. And I started watching, I remember my vision of the rapture back when I first got saved. The Lord gave me a vision showing me what the rapture would be like. And so I listened to YouTube videos of other people that saw the rapture too. And it was like every time I listened to somebody, it was like another piece of the puzzle. A lot of people want to know when it's going to happen, you know, and the Lord had just told me His return is imminent. That means any moment now. I mean, and He's about to come back. I believe we're the generation that will see His return. I don't expect to retire or grow old. And sometimes I'm kind of surprised that I'm still here. There were times I thought I may not get to sleep in my bed again. That's how close we are. So I listened to others to see what they were saying, and I found some people on there that God is really moving in their life. And one of them was Henry Gruber. And I listened to his videos. I listened to Sid Roth. And he interviews a lot of wonderful people that have been to heaven, that have been in the presence of God. And this is where I live. I live in the presence of God. And I can quickly agree with what they're doing because I've seen things. I've seen miracles happen. You know, that's just a part of life to me. So I want to see what God is doing with others. And He give people to know that, see, God is huge. We think, the way we think is just a fraction of knowledge compared to what God is doing. And He give people what they can receive. You know, according to His several ability. He didn't tell me everything about the rapture. I saw a brief vision of what it would be like when somebody disappeared. I heard the horn blow, and I seen a few people in the grocery store disappear. He used the setting I was in. a lady in a red dress just disappear, red dress and all, right before my eyes. And out of 30 people in the store, about five others, you know, they disappeared. And I was still sacking groceries. I was the observer, see. I was actually sacking groceries when I saw the vision. And I was kind of surprised that I thought that he might show me some time later in the future, but he showed me time I asked him. So I'll never forget that. I can still remember it. When you follow him, things happen. When you're in God's presence obeying him, things happen. When you're learning his word to do it, you're going to be exposed to knowledge that you didn't have before. You're going to see miracles. I've seen words jump off the page, literally. Now, when people say that, that have happened several times in my life. I'm reading the Bible and I get a revelation of the word and I see the words literally jump off the page. See, when you're with God and you're living according to his word and you're learning his word to do it, you're a student of life. God can show you things. Miracles. I've seen people in other places in real time through a vision. And sometimes the Lord will give me a dream about people and tell me how to minister to them. And in every broadcast, he give me words to say. Now, this is important because God is talking to us through others. And I learned that God is really moving in the lives of other people. They're growing in faith and they're doing things in greater and greater ways. So if you become a disciple and learn his word and do it, the same thing gonna happen to you. You love God and you treat people the way you want to be treated. You live according to the love of God. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Things are going to start changing. The situations in your life will be no different than the people that wrote the Bible. The people that taught it and wrote it and God used them. It's going to happen in your life. Because the enemy is going to try to stop you and you're going to win. You're going to fight him and win. And you're going to say, hey, I'm defeating Satan. You'll be just like the 70 that returned and said, hey, even the devils are subject to us. People find out that the devils are subject to them. They start applying the word. Now, many Christians don't do that. They just try to stay out of harm's way. But sometimes, if you follow God, you're going to go right into the mess. He'll lead you right into the way everything's happening, and you'll do his word, and it'll make the difference. And you'll look like a hero, and you'll feel like a coward. Or you might think you're going to die, but you're doing what he said do, and you find out it works. That's how it is. I listened to Kenneth Hagin's tape on authority for about 30 days. And right in my neighborhood, a gunfight started breaking out. And I thought I was going to see people die in front of me. And I just did what I heard. The word that was in my heart, I applied it. I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. I command you to stop it right now. And man, nobody would get killed. I had 100, I never rebuked the enemy and saw somebody get shot and killed. It just never happened out of a 6-year period of time. You know how close that is to a decade? Anyway, God's word works. You're going to find out that you're very victorious. I'm going to tell you this too. You're going to have to get used to being victorious. You may not have ever felt victorious in life. Everything you've done may have crumbled. And you may not have any hope. But when you start following God, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all that stuff changes. It just starts changing. And you find yourself doing what you could not be done. You find yourself doing the things that nobody could do. You'll be doing things just like some people are the first in their family to finish college. You may be the first in your family to work miracles and have dreams and do the greater things of God. It's going to amaze people. And people can live because of it. People can avoid funerals. People can avoid dying and getting hurt. The principles you learn and practice can help people. That's vision comes from what people see. If they see God's word in action, they have an expectation for it. Vision is developed faith. You see the finished form of faith. If you keep seeing people win, you're going to start expecting to win. You know, our church, Pastor, he does what Kenneth Hagin taught him. He has the gift of, a gift of healing, and he uses it according to, he's faithful with it. And he takes time and he listens to the healing scriptures so he can heal people, lay hands on them, and use his faith to get people healed. And it's working. So the congregation, the longer they've been there, they expect to be healed. And it's so easy for people to get healed at that church. Because people have vision for it. They've been healed, they've seen others healed again and again. I've been healed several times. I've laid hands on people that I knew were sick. When whatever he was praying about, I let him lay hands on me, and I go lay hands on them, and they get healed. He said, "Everybody come up. I'm gonna lay hands on you, and the gift of healing will be imparted. And go lay hands on other people." So I went and he laid hands on me, and I went and laid hands on other people, and they got healed. When you're around the things of God, you can do the same things that Jesus did. You just have to want to. You have to get used to living in victory. You have to get used to speaking things and it happening. It's not like the world suggests. The world is anti-God. The world system is anti-Christ. They don't expect anything from God, from salvation on up. They're not looking to Him. They're trusting whatever they want to. They're even thinking about making computer programs and transfer their brain, the knowledge of their brain, into a computer program, and they'll live inside of a video game. This is crazy. But people are signing up for this. Something came on TV about it. A woman said she was going to do it. She was adamant about it, like it's going to work. Well, let me ask you a question. What happens when that power outage? You're made in the image of God. You can't transfer your knowledge into some computer. That's phony. You're going to live somewhere, and you can't go back to not existing. When you die, you still live. Your body dies, and it quit moving. But your spirit cannot die. That's why God made hell to trap spirits that are wayward, that are like fallen angels. You're made in God's image. You're going to grow. You're going to turn into something. When people don't get saved and they don't have a love for the things of God, they turn into something terrible. That's why God cut our time down. We were designed to live forever, but He ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and He only lived almost 1,000 years. He didn't make a day. A day is 1,000 years to God. Adam lived to be 930 years. And he died. He didn't make a day. And sin is so bad that man couldn't be trusted to live that long anymore. So he cut his time down to 120 years. And he still proved he wouldn't do right. So he cut it down to 70. And the median between 70 and 120 is 95. So between 70 and around 95, that's the average lifespan. If you're 70 years old, you can get another 100, I mean another, not 100, but another 20 or 30. You can live to be very old, but you can't live that long. We live 10% of what Adam lived, basically. So if you do nothing about your sin, in 1,000 years, you're going to be something you really don't want to meet. That's why God made hell. Sin over time is terrible. It does things against your... The best thing a man can do for himself is get saved. Because he'll live forever. He'll be corrected. Sin will be out of his life and he can live. He can think. Sin is a trap. You have to have faith for the things of God. So whatever people are preaching, that's what people that don't study, that's all they'll have faith for. And the preachers that always preach one aspect of God's word and not the other, the people are unbalanced. They don't have faith in every area. You have to have the faith of God for every form of situation to have a whole life. If you need healing, you got to have faith for it or you won't get healed. Or it'll take somebody else's faith to get you healed. If you have faith for salvation, I thank God for that the most. But you also have to have faith for the financial principles of God. Not faith for finances, but the financial principles. If you have faith for finances and you get finances and you don't have faith in the principles of God, you're going to lose it. So it's pointless. People that overspend, they need the principles of God's word on finances. They have to have faith for it in order to have the living things of God in their life. When it comes to good, healthy relationships, you got to have a solid foundation of the word of God and the principles of life, and you'll have faith for it. So it is with all things. When people are not balanced, their life ain't bad. You know, it don't work the same. But the word of God gives you strong balance. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do the mighty works. It's not hard. We live from the word of God. We live in God's strength. Everything that's not like God, the word will help you see it for what it is, and you can kill it. Everything that's not of God, once you get rid of it, it's gone. And just don't pick it up again. Go forward in Him. Do what He gave you to do. It's going to work. Your life, it works. And we grow from glory to glory. All the living principles of God, we grow from glory to glory. And we're unlimited. Sometimes you have to get used to being unlimited. Just get used to being unlimited. You're not limited. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. He's not limited, you're not limited. Whatever you desire, need, and want, pray for it, and you'll get it, have it, and enjoy it. Just have to get used to it. Whatever the word says you can have, you got it. It's yours. Learn to walk in it. And if you're doing these things, just keep doing it. You're a blessing to other people. You're inspiring other people. I love to watch Henry Groover YouTube videos and Steve Quayle. They are wise men of God. You know, Steve Quayle got a ministry. I like it. I love it. The things that I face during spiritual warfare, just to preach God's word, he's preparing people for the enemy's plan that's coming. Things that's forming in the dark. And the church is so asleep, they don't know what's going to hit them. God has given us wonderful gifts through other people. I urge everybody to listen to the Henry Groover YouTube videos you can get. Go to joyfulsound.com and also stevequayle.com. They got some interesting things going on. And the Lord is in this. And there are many others that God is really, he's really given us some wonderful people that's a blessing to the body of Christ. And I thank God for all of them. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.